Good morning and welcome to Local Matters Health Matters, where we explore the people, practices, and priorities shaping health and wellness across the Upper Cumberland. I'm Dr. Emily Lee.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Mabry, and we're from Tennessee Tech University, the Whitson Hester School of Nursing.
Today, we're turning our attention to massage therapy, not just as a relaxing experience, but as a powerful tool for health, healing, and well-being. We're joined today by Jenna Carlin, a licensed massage therapist and the owner of Healed by His Grace, located right here in Rickman, Tennessee, in the Upper Cumberland. Jenna, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
All right, Jenna, we're going to start today. Can you just tell us a little bit about your background and maybe what inspired you to be a licensed massage therapist?
Yes, it's actually a funny story. I was sitting around with a friend one time, and she had just gone to nail school, and she was my best friend, and she's like, hey, you should go for something, and we should open a spa together. And so I said, well, I really like the idea of massage therapy. I didn't know you could go to school for it back then, and I was really interested, and I thought, well, I'll take a shot at it. And I just really love working with people, making people feel good. It's nice to have a career that I can work in that people aren't complaining. They're not mean to me. It's just a very nice It's a nice day. I love what I do.
That's nice. Yeah, getting positive feedback from patients or clients is definitely a plus.
It's rewarding, definitely.
It is rewarding. So then tell us about your, Healed by Grace is what it's called?
Healed
is that
by
correct?
His Grace, okay. Yes. When I moved here about 10 years ago, God put that on my heart. I was waiting for a name for the shop, and I started at two local salons, and then I rented a small place affordably. I had moved here with my son, who's mildly autistic, when he was a toddler, and there was some really big doors that opened here for us, and I'm just really thankful for the community.
And it's quite supportive, I feel like, in the Upper Cumberland for anybody that's neurodivergent. Surprisingly for a rural area, I think.
Very
so I'm glad that you found that a welcoming. So what makes your approach unique here to the Upper Cumberland? I know you said that it's a faith-based.
Yes, I wasn't sure what all is comfortable for everybody. I tried to not be overbearing to anybody, but I do try to pray, over my clients if they need prayer, if they want prayer. I don't want to be weird to anybody, but I believe in the power of healing touch. I don't promise anybody anything. Mm-hmm. I just try to intuitively see what I think the client needs. So I do more of a custom massage, I would say, because a lot of times people think or hear what they might need, but they're not sure. So I just write down, some notes maybe, or they write some notes of what they think they want, maybe a Swedish massage, maybe a sports massage. And then I kind of look at their body and see, okay, they seem really dehydrated. This would not be good for their body. Or their lymph nodes seem swollen. This would not be good for them. And I just kind of work with them because, it's a field I'm supposed to be an expert in, not them. So
right.
I think communication is definitely key with each person.
Okay. So you mentioned Swedish massage and sports massage. Are there other kinds of therapy that you offer service-wise? So that listeners can maybe...
Yes, they can... I'm certified in prenatal. I've been doing this since 2009.
Yeah.
So I have every 2 years we get continuing education with the state of Tennessee. That is a requirement. So I like that as well. I'm always learning. I've done Thai massage. I've done all kinds of different trainings. I have a horse in the backyard. I do pet therapy with people.
Okay.
I just love all the health and wellness and all the natural things, preferably as we can.
Dr. Lee and I understand that as nurses, we believe in the power of touch as well. Mm-hmm. That is something, that is embedded in nursing, is to touch the patients, to get that connection, to get that trust, and to kind of gauge, as you said, where they're at in life. So sounds like you do a good assessment, have them give you feedback, then you give them feedback, and then you have your services that you have.
And a lot of times what's interesting is, the communication between multiple fields, I think, is very important. There are a lot of people who will come to me because someone said I helped them, and then I'll see them and I'll be like, oh, no, you need to see an MD. But I can help them as I can help them. And I always try to put the client's needs first. That's how I was trained.
Right.
So it is good because, a lot of people, they can't see, if they have a mark on their back, or they can't see if they have this or that going on, and they're not aware. So I think massage brings a lot of awareness to the person. Mm. Because let's say I massage the leg and it's hurting and they didn't realize that or they forgot. So they can follow up. So I think it's helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sounds.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, as far as your services go and the massages and different types of therapy, I know you mentioned lymphatic, and you see a lot of that on social media now about lymphatic drainage and stuff. Tell us a little bit about that, what you do.
I try to keep everything really simple. I have like a one-time, like a one flat massage charge per hour. And then that way I can just be at liberty to work with the client as needed, and I don't have to worry about money or things like that once the session has started. Lymphatic is all about in school they explained it to me as the layer that's like a piece of skin underneath the – like a there's a chicken skin right underneath it is you've got your fascial layer and your lymphatic, your lymph nodes. And so a lot mm-hmm. of people, they don't know that those little bumps under their skin are actually their lymph nodes, and they swell up when they're sick and all these kind of things. So mm-hmm. when we do the lymphatic massage, we flush out the toxins on the areas that people sweat, so like behind the knee. And so we move all of that out. We mm-hmm. just move it out and help detox. And then I remind people to – drink water. Lots of water is really important. And I gauge, too, you can overdo it with a massage session. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I need a deep pressure massage. And they may not. That might be too much. Mm-hmm. So.
Good. So, like you said, you're the expert and you just assess as you go.
The best I can.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, you do.
And make it individualized for mm-hmm. the client.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. What would you say are some of the most common issues or conditions that you think clients come to you about?
The truth?
Yeah, the truth.
Clients don't want to go see medical professionals. So they, mm-hmm. by the time they drag in, and I'm just being honest here.
It's yeah, like, that's what we want. That's what the listeners want.
I mean,
want.
You know, they just don't want to go. So I'm like, hey, you know, this is bad. You know, this is something you need to... You need to go follow through with, maybe follow up with, and stuff like that. So I feel like I bring people, like, you know, right off the streets, if you will, and just help them get where they need to be sometimes. But, you know, it can be a luxury. It can help emotional health. I've helped trauma clients. I've seen really good results with that. I mean, if a spouse or someone wants to sit there and I've done pediatrics. I just love working with people. So any need, they can definitely bring it. And I'll do my very best. And if I can't, I will let somebody know. But I've been, you know, since this is about 16 years I've been doing this. So I've seen a whole lot of stuff. When I was in Florida, I got to work with a lot of NFL players. So that's how I started out. So I probably was a really tough therapist a while back, but I've kind of, you know, you learn over the years and you change. And so
I think
just kind of go
out
with the flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see what's best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So would you say a lot of people come in with specific complaints when they're looking for massage therapy? Are they, you know, oh, my back, my shoulders, my neck? Or do you see a lot of that?
Yeah. You know, there's a rise right now with kids and just everybody holding the phone, mm-hmm. What it's doing to our wrists, our necks, looking down, body mechanics, posture, office desk, you know, the legs just not getting stretched very much. I've learned since moving here the hills and the holes in the ground and all this stuff. I get a lot of people with ankles twisted and, you know, so I can just see where gently, you know, the knee might be a little bit off, you know, and I have just a little bit of supplements in the store. I don't do a whole lot of that, but, you know, just let people know kind of some home care too, like, hey, you know, this is something you could do in between massages to kind of save you some money. And then I let them know, too, like a monthly massage is what I was trained with is good for people. And then if they're going through something or their job requires, you know, more mm-hmm. strenuous activities, you know, maybe 2 weeks might be good. But I do tell people your body will let you know.
Yeah.
It's going to let you know. I like to focus a lot on the body's natural ability to heal itself. And sometimes it needs certain things. There's some things that can't be fixed, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
So just figuring out what works. And a lot of times I'm able to, you know, be very personal. Massage is a very personal experience. And I can kind of help them figure out what the needs are for their health. And then a lot of times they'll tell the doctor, hey, you know, Jenna thinks this or that. And, you know, you build a relationship. And I think it's growing, too. A lot more doctors are being trained of the benefits of massage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though insurance doesn't cover it in certain times or places, and every state has different rules and stuff like that. But there's a lot of things changing and growing, and I think that's really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. So I know you said once a week is how you were trained, and that would be considered regular massage therapy. Is that
once
correct?
Once a month would
once,
be like a
I mean,
wellness.
Sorry, I said once
kind of like
yeah,
a wellness.
Once a month,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I do have clients that come weekly. I have clients that are just so sweet, and they want to hear about Jesus when they come. It's
right.
So sweet. So you just don't know. I mean, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Right.
There's just so many reasons.
Together.
Community is really good, too. And
mm-hmm.
right now we have a lot of people that are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be able to get out. That's their you know, me time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a big believer that you should invest in yourself.
Right. Self-care is a hot topic right now. So that probably helps people to reach out and get the massage therapy. So is there anything that people might not expect? Like, do you have any aha moments with patients that from the benefit of massage? If not, that's okay.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think people, I have a very like family friendly environment.
Yeah.
And people say that a lot. They say this feels like home and they want to take a nap on the couch.
And
so I like that, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Welcome back to Local Matters, Health Matters. I'm Dr. Emily Lee.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Mabry.
We're continuing our conversation with Jenna Carlin, licensed massage therapist and owner of Healed by His Grace in Rickman, Tennessee, here in the Upper Cumberland.
Jenna, let's get back to what we talked about in the first segment and kind of continue on with that. We talked about people coming to you, you individualizing care. Can you explain to the listeners how massage therapy supports healing or recovery? I know that you're involved in the community, and we'll get to that in the last segment, so stay tuned, listeners. But how does it support that healing, especially from injuries?
Well, when you massage the body, you kind of wake up a lot of things that could be sleeping or not flowing well in the body.
Yes.
So you've got your natural detox is going to start to move. That fluid's going to get moving. And a lot of times I see clients, especially in the wintertime, you've got arthritis, you've got stiffness. So we really want to get everything flowing well in the body.
Okay.
The circulation good, those lymph nodes moving those toxins out, and just proper hydration too. Throughout the body, it's very important.
Do you ever use heat or cold?
I do both, actually.
Okay, so how would you know to do which one?
I talk to my clients about it because usually people have something they're comfortable with, and I'd rather go with that route than aggravate them.
Right, right.
So I prefer what they like.
So which one is better getting things flowing? You know, if you have somebody that's really tight – or you've noticed those lymph nodes are enlarged, as you said, like maybe behind the knee or under the arm or in the neck area or back.
Well,
use heat?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I've been trained that doctors prefer, you know, there's the rice method, the rest and ice and
compression
and
elevation. Yes,
is very important. So I do educate people as I can too, because one, I probably already know what they've been told, and so I remind them, like, did your doctor tell you to elevate? Are you doing that? You
right.
know, when I see swelling and stuff like that. So there's a good kind of aftercare too, and we can discuss things or things I forgot to ask and stuff like that. So it's just a lot of good rapport, I think, is really helpful. But so pain, I personally, you know, I like to be careful. I don't want any problems, you know, for
right.
myself,
right,
or for others. So I stick to ice right away. I ask how soon was the injury. I make sure, you know, with prenatal, has your doctor okayed this? You know, everybody has their different opinions. I was trained not to use a lot of pressure on the ankles that can, you know, engage labor. But there are people who argue about that. I don't want to argue about that. But anyways.
Right.
So I do sideline.
And that
I
was
just
for
always
prenatal, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah, I kind of jumped around a little bit. But everybody has their own specific protocols, but I prefer to be real careful. So I go with the ice method, and then I do moist heat.
Yeah.
I've found is incredibly helpful for like TMJ.
Yeah, which for the listeners is a joint. TMJ, temporomandibular joint, which is in the jaw.
Very, very good.
So heat, moist heat.
Moist heat is very effective. Yep, and I've got just some heat packs I can do on the back or just wherever I feel is needed. I like, you know, I would say shoulder and neck tension, like you were asking before, is one of the biggest things.
Yeah,
You know, we have our shoulders up and we're slouched over and all this kind of stuff, or old neck injuries and pain. And just when we get stressed, we tend to just stiffen up right there in the neck.
We do.
So I like to start a lot of times with just some heat in that area just to relax it, because, you know,
nice.
I'm a big fan of working smarter, not harder, too, for all of
right.
us. So we just get that good and relaxed, and then we can get to that next step.
Okay. Do you encourage any breath work or breathing while you're applying that moist heat? I know that those tend to go hand in hand. I didn't know if that was true or not. It, you know, is that a myth or a truth? But go ahead.
I absolutely love breath work. When we were talking about putting pressure on the body. So let's say somebody wants a deeper massage and they're getting a deeper massage and that may be what they need. That's fine. However, there is a breath work that goes into that, because if someone is in pain, I don't want them to be in pain.
Right.
Some clients have been trained to be in pain, that's a good thing. I disagree.
Right.
If, you know, I cannot be as effective as I need to be if the body is in pain. So I like to be right under that area.
Right.
And so I do kind of gauge with the client how they're breathing, because I do believe in that, like psychosomatic, where we all tolerate pain differently. So there's a lot of healing that goes on in this.
Yes.
I can touch somebody very gently, and that might be a deep pressure massage to them. So really, I have my forms and I ask my questions, but it's all personal because we all have a different range, a different gauge, how we see things.
We do. Pain is very personal. And that leads right into my next thought on that. So emotional wellness and stress relief. You know, you're talking about tension. You're talking about shoulders being up. People, their occupations, you know, not helping that situation, maybe aggravating those situations. So how does massage therapy connect that stress relief, emotional wellness, and then?
Well, you know, right now we're on summer break, and I've got my son. He's doing some volunteering and stuff like that, and I'm very thankful in this career that I can. And that was the reason I picked it. I can have some flexibility with my family and stuff like that. And so I've learned from, you know, my former career and some of my side stuff that I do, that I used to run myself ragged, and then I wasn't very helpful to my family, you know. And so I like to take those breaks now, and I can see how I was, I guess, and help others. And just depending, you know, everybody has their own job stresses and things, and so when a client
life
comes
stress.
In, I can tell how stressed they are by their ability to relax.
Right.
Yeah.
And some people I tell them, because I would want to hear that back then, you know, a 90-minute massage might be best for you just to get to that point that you can relax.
Right.
And some people need that.
So when you have a patient relax to that point, how rewarding is that for you?
It is really, really good. It is. And, you know, the first sign of a person that can't relax is their inability to relax, like drop their arms at all. I call it the airplane move. So they are just really so stiff, they can't, even laying down, they can't even relax their arm. That's how tense they are. So I do breath work with that because I have seen when you can get the mind and the body, just that connection going really well and bring that awareness in, people really like that too.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder, too, about aromatherapy. Do you do any kind of certain scents to help people relax or anything
like
that?
Let's get to that to the next segment. Oh, I thought we were done.
No,
Olivia.
It said we had a minute and a half.
Oh, she had that going.
I was like, what?
Okay, so you're going to cut that out.
And then we're going to go back.
Aromatherapy. Go ahead, ask.
So I wondered if aromatherapy helped any with stress relief, or if do you use that with any of your massages?
I do. I really like it for, you know, some clients, they just want massage maybe on their back and legs. There are some clients, I'll just work on one side of their body. When I go to get a massage, I want, like, what I need done. You know, there are different times I may want to just relax and have a full body massage. But a lot of times, like, if my shoulders are bad, spend 30 minutes on my shoulders. That'd be great, you know. So I ask that, too, or try to gauge that. And we may not get everything this session. We can get some other stuff next session. So let's say I have a client face down on the massage table for an hour. I definitely always try to use some sort of aromatherapy that helps the breathing, like the natural eucalyptus. But try to always remember to ask people. And then I keep allergies into consideration. I use everything hypoallergenic. The older I get, I just feel like I'm more sensitive to everything. So I don't use perfume, stuff like that. Basically, everything's pretty, pretty natural. And I use medical grade cleaners because I like the hospital grade stuff. So we do a little bit of both. We're natural, but then we're also very sterile. I have antibacterial soap, you know.
That's happy medium.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know.
It's where it's important. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want bacteria.
We don't
want
to be weird.
But we don't want to set somebody's allergies off either. Exactly. So I see this.
Yeah. But it's nice that you give them the option of certain, you know, oils and scents to help them relax.
Yes. And I don't charge extra for that.
All right.
So, yeah, lots of options.
Welcome back to Local Matters, Health Matters. I'm Dr. Jennifer Mabry, and today we're speaking with Jenna Carlin from Healed by His Grace about massage therapy and how it can improve both your mind and your body.
So, Jenna, we've talked a lot about different types of massage therapy and different clients that you might have with different injuries and complaints or needs. So tell us a little bit about what you would say to someone, maybe someone who's never had a massage, or maybe someone who's nervous about having their first massage.
Well, right when you walk in the door, I like people to know that they're like family. I mean, I don't just come out and say that, but, you know, welcome. And they get to relax and do a little questionnaire. I have some bottled water, things like that. Okay. Their family's allowed to sit and wait for them. So that's nice. And then as soon as I lead them back, I let them know. I kind of had the same spiel for a long time.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know, dress to your level of comfort. I'm very big on modesty and not being weird because I don't like that. So in the world, like with different things. And I used to work at the Hard Rock in Tampa Bay, Florida, and do massage there. And I did chair massage for like the players and stuff like that. And so I'm really, really good at doing massage over the clothes. Did it for years. So it does not bother me if you want to be fully dressed with your shoes on.
Okay.
Go on
with
for
your
it.
Shoes on. Oh, well, if you're a listener out there, a foot massage is like a little slice of heaven. I highly encourage
not for
no
everybody.
Shoes.
It would be hard to do with shoes.
On your, yeah, it depends on what you like. Some people.
Well, that's true. I do not
could
like
send
people,
them some,
well,
somewhere
I,
else.
I don't like people touching my toes. So, but a foot massage.
That's part of your foot.
Yeah, but you can do the arch and.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Yes, I did. So they can be clothed. They do not have to be unclothed.
Right.
Yeah. It's a welcoming environment, sounds like.
And I tell them, you know, you're going to stay under the sheet. You're, you know, I'll just fold this back here. And, you know, so every, you know, I'm really good on my draping policies and stuff like that. And I go over lotion. Do you even want lotion? Would you like an oil? Sometimes I don't want to leave drenched in oil when I go get a massage because I have somewhere else to be or something. And my clothes are now smelling rancid. And I, for like cleanliness, I really don't like a lot of heavy oils and stuff because I feel like it makes the sheets smell. And that just bothers me. So anyways.
No, everything's personal preference. And obviously the clients that come to you are comfortable. And so a new person that would be helpful for them to know.
Yeah, if she's listening right now, there's one that has a shower cap at my shop so that her hair does not get messed up.
Do you do scalp massage then?
Yeah. Get scalp massage. Mm-hmm. So it's, I love people coming back. I have a loyalty discount of $5 off. If you come regularly to me, I have online booking at healedbyhisgrace.com.
Nice.
And I've had people that have been with me since I moved here, and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful to watch them grow for them. I think the coolest thing, actually, I've ever experienced in massage, the biggest blessing, is probably meeting four generations.
Mm. Wow.
And with HIPAA, you know, you can't say certain things, so I don't say. But to see, that is really neat, to see, like, the whole family with the same exact medical stuff is pretty neat.
Yeah.
You know? And that to me, that's the biggest blessing, to refer your people to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So that's really
We understand that as nurse practitioners. When I think that's a high honor when somebody entrusts their family member to you.
It really is.
Yeah, and they all come as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can massage improve things like sleep, digestion, immune function?
Yes. For sleep, you can get a deeper sleep, get to that real state of relaxation, help the body kind of reset some of those things, maybe some better dreams. And then for abdominal massage, if anyone's ever interested in that, just request, because I don't usually do that on the front side just because there's so many other things to massage. But once I get to know somebody and I see that, I may suggest that to them because they might not be aware of that. And, they, you know, you build your comfort level with people. And so with abdominal massage, it can really help a lot of gastrointestinal mm-hmm. issues, colon issues, stuff like that. And I've been learning a lot more things. I've been studying a lot of the autoimmune diseases over the last few years, and lupus clients, and the stiffness that the lupus brings, and how to help relax the tummy, because I realize that really goes unnoticed, that they can feel better there, and to release some of those little knots and things from when the body tenses up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really neat. I do a whole lot. I mean, I have a massage license, but I do so much studying online. Like, you'll know that. You probably have already figured that out. So I'll be into all kinds of herbs and things like that. And I grow herbs all around my shop. I'll be like, hey, do you want some lemon balm on your way out? Or, mm-hmm. you know, different mm-hmm. things. So I just love it. I love learning and just having a big field that's wide open, I guess you could say.
Yeah. What type of people or professions might especially benefit from making massage part of their regular routine or their wellness?
Definitely office kind of jobs, farm stuff. I see a lot of people get injured out doing, you know, different farm stuff out there in the mm-hmm. country. And, I think it applies to just about everyone.
True.
Okay. Yeah,
true.
It does. But those maybe with physical labor you see, like farming.
Physical intense.
Mm-hmm. I think of linemen. I think of logging people, at least where I live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those guys don't usually come and do those kind of things.
Yep. And I've even been learning, like, now that I'm almost 40, facial massage mm-hmm. and the effects of, like, tallow cream and just, mm-hmm. like, different vitamin E's and mm-hmm. just how to gua sha, the art of gua sha. I've been studying mm-hmm. that just to get this skin good.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. And the gua sha goes into that lymphatic draining mm-hmm. That you were talking about as well. So for healthy skin.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. I know we've mentioned just briefly some community outreach. Are you involved in any outreach, educational sessions? What kind of partnerships might you be involved in the community?
I am the community ambassador for Overton and Putnam for Autism Tennessee, and they're based out of Nashville. And then they've expanded quite a bit. There's a lot more support groups, and they sponsor activities. I kind of sometimes I'll do, you know, little things once a month, or I might do a bigger event quarterly. We'll do skating parties, and Autism Tennessee will pay for that, which is really nice. And I have a Facebook group. It's called Sensory Kids Life, and that's just a little social group around here, and people can share their homeschooling stuff for the sensory kids or autistic families. Everybody's invited that you know is involved. Health professionals can come,
and that's on Facebook as mm-hmm, well.
Yes. Okay. And then been working with Miss Kirby recently. She just had a event and she's doing more in the community with special needs, so just kind of networking with the different churches and nonprofits. And I'm just excited. There's just a lot of things that have been going on in the community that just awesome, the expansion and benefits that we're able to get and help with and all that.
So who is Miss Kirby?
Miss Christy Kirby, she's she's been putting together like different networking events
for autism.
Just for all special needs. She's now a representative with Tennessee Voices. And so made some friends with her. Oh, and she does SAC, the special athletics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're not as athletic. We're more like chess club family, but in like math league and gaming. And now mine's into like C++ stuff I don't even know, mm-hmm. apps and things. He's mm-hmm. 13 blesses. So Mm-hmm. he always has me on my toes in learning, so now I know where to get my help for my little ones. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a ton of fun. But, yeah, she does that, and a lot of people on the group go to that.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds good for the community. All right, so as we wrap things up, I want to talk a little bit more about your practice. For the listeners, do you offer gift certificates, packages, wellness memberships? What types of things might you offer?
I thought about the wellness package idea, but it didn't really make sense to me because, you know, I could just have more stuff than I can actually do, you know, yeah. So I don't offer that. Occasionally I will do a package, but, you know, in the state of Tennessee, massage gift certificates are good for 2 years by state law. Hmm. So if somebody uses that within 2 years, great. A lot of times they don't, and it's just – so I just like to just do a straight gift certificate. I think it's easier for a lot of people and families and that. So it's pretty much what I stick with. But occasionally I might do a package here or there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that you could only have it for 2 years. Okay. How can listeners get in touch with you? How can they schedule an appointment with you or learn more about Healed by His Grace?
I've got the website, healedbyhisgrace.com, and you can book online anytime. Okay. I've also...
Do you have specific hours that you...
I'm closed on Tuesdays for other business, basically. That's all right. And then... Sundays I'm closed. So I do some morning, early afternoon on Saturdays, and the other days I'm there. Usually it's about 5:30.
Okay, so people can see those hours available online.
Yes,
okay.
And then they can text me or call, and
Okay.
So any other words of encouragement that you would like to offer for residents in the Upper Cumberland thinking about massage or massage therapy? Any final words that you want to offer?
I would like to say keep the first things first. You know, not as like a religious topic here right now, but we need to put, like, I personally have learned to put God first, others first, and sometimes it's us. Like, we are the first thing sometimes. And that's really hard because as caregivers, and you guys probably know this, as caregivers, we're always giving to others. Mm-hmm. And then when we're not being poured back into, or we're not pouring back into ourselves, we're not in our best self to pour into others. So take time for yourself would be the encouragement I would give. And then don't feel guilty about it, because I think as mothers or special needs moms, you know, just always kind of on the go or doing something, it's okay. It's okay to take a break. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's good thoughts. Good thoughts about encouragement. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for sharing your time and expertise with us and for the care that you provide to individuals in our community. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on Local Matters, Health Matters. We hope today's conversation inspires you to explore new ways to support your health and well-being. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.